It was nisayir to me, the whole Indian of Vayetze doesn't say anywhere bechlal there in the Torah, this whole business of Yudal Chon and he was Nitman and Shem Ve'evil. Right? He spent just 14 years. There's a whole big thing of this dream of Yivka and Mokam Yachla, Hini and Sulam and Tzavarza, and we know from Diuk that he didn't sleep, and the Radak, and he now he slept. For the first 14 years, he didn't sleep. What's the vort, Kilu? Where's the Torah gone over here? Why is it all Nitman? The answer is the Ken Zayin, that the whole, if you look in the Baal HaTorah, we see that the whole Sulam and Tzavarza, everything goes in Tefillah. Everything goes on tefillah. Sulam Balaturim says, that his gematria, he goes with his gematria. Kitzah comes out from his gematria. It comes out from his gematria that it's all about tefillah. A yifka says Rashi, ain't pegia el loshen tefillah. Yifka mokum ain't pegia el loshen tefillah. And can't you take on tefillah's arvis? Is there shah shemayim? Is that the mokum of tefillahs? It's the mokum where all the tefillahs go up. Tefillah is called Chai Yisho, and Torah is called Chai Yoylo. Till this parasha, Yaakovin is being Oisek in Yonam of Chai Yoylo. And Bemis that's Yaakovin is Tafkid. This parasha starts, Parashas Vayetzi starts by Yitzia. Vayetzi Yaakov means it's Yitzia from Yaakovin as a whole Mam and the Matzav. It's Yitzia where Yaakovin is now going into the world of Chai Yisho. And the reason is because he took the brachas from Esav. If you take the brachas from Esav were brachas on the Yonam of Oylam Hazeh. If you take the brachas from Esav, which are all the brachas from Esav and Yonam V'Olam Hazeh, so pshat is that you have to make the Chai Yisho now into Chayim, and you have to be Ma'ala the Chai Yisho now, because you've taken the Chai Yisho. Till then, L'Chayir Yaakovina didn't daven. He was Mesakin now Tefillah's Arvus, after he didn't daven. Some of these Tarasim now say, Spotim in Atfilah. But now that you talk the brachas from Esav, he's attacking running away after the whole story, running away from the brachas. What by giving the brachas that changed in Yaakovina's life? Now that you've got the brachas of Olam Hazeh, which was the brachas that was supposed to go to Esav, then Yaakov got those brachas. So now those brachas that Yaakov Avinu got, that was supposed to go to Esav, were Olam Hazeh brachas. If the Olam Hazeh brachas, so now he's got to be Ma'ala the Olam Hazeh brachas. Now he's got to be Ma'ala the Olam Hazeh. About Tefillah it says the word Krum Zulas Lifnei Adam Dvarim Ha'Oin De Bruma She'Oinah Bnei Adam Mezalzel Behem. So this parasha has to be Mevaya that Tefillah Chai Yisho is also Dvarim Ha'Oin De Bruma She'Oinah. That's the Chiddush of Parashas Vayitzei. The Chiddush of Parashas Vayitzei is now you have to start davening, but you have to know that davening is also being Oisek Be'etzem Chai. Even it's called Chai Yisho, but it's Dvarim Ha'Oin De Bruma She'Oinah. And that's why the Sulam is the whole Indian of Tefillah. The Sulam is Mutzav Arzo. It's Taka Chai Yisho. But the chiddush of tefillah is that it's Rosh Hamagiyah Shemaim. The chiddush is that it's Dvar Ma'ayin Dibrum HaShalayim. And we made it therefore, that's why the Torah has been put away. You've got to put the Torah away now. You've got to put the Torah. That was till now. Now you're taking over from Esav. Now you've got to start the Esek and Yonim of Chayisho. The emes is that the Seidus of tefillah are Seidus Ne'elomim Lagamri. It's Dvar Ma'ayin Dibrum HaShalayim. It's Chayisho. Oh, it's Dvar Ma'ayin Dibrum HaShalayim. The whole start of tefillah is a side Omok. That's why also the Baal HaTorah Mefarshim say that the Pashas Vayitz is also like Pashas Vayichi, is a Pashas Stuma. Pashas Stuma means it's Lamala Mehasogaseinu. Tefillah is Lamala and Mehasogaseinu. The Gisha, the approach to tefillah is not the Havana, Labdafka of tefillah. About that you want to understand, Pirushim Melis, it's the Pshitas. It's the Emuna. It's the tefillah La'oni Kiyatif. Only at Gornish. That's the approach to tefillah. It's a Pasha Stumi, it's not a Pasha that you can understand up the Havana Basoga. It's a Pasha Stumi, the whole Indian, the whole Sada Tefillah is the Indian of Emunah Pshuta. Is the Indian of Emunah Pshuta. Going to Lavan is this world is the world of Cheshbon is Rabbah. So therefore the Sada of Chai Yisho, the Sada of Chai Yisho is the Sada. Ima?
Yeah? Oh, you see, it's okay.
The Sada of Chai Yisho. The sod of Chai Yisho is the sod of the pshitas that's against the inyanim cheshbon is rabbim. That's why tefillah is the Chai Yisho, because tefillah is a tikkun of Chai Yisho. Chai Yisho goes with cheshbon is rabbim. Chai Yisho goes with cheshbon is rabbim. He's going to love of Lamed Zeramai. He's going into the world of Chai Yisho. You're going to the world of Ramos. Is the hazel umazel going into the world of Chai Yisho is the pshitas, the emuna, the pashtas, the pshitas. That's the sod of going into them. Rabbi Chasam Sofer says, That's Gufa. Lovan was a choiker, like Kilo. Lovan was a choiker, and here Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying that now all those big choikerim, they're oilim beyoridim boy. They're oilim, they go up, but then they have a big nefila. They think they're malach elikim, and then oilim beyoridim boy. Hina Hashem nitzav olav. The person has to know that Hina Hashem nitzav olav means the pshita is not to be choiker. As soon as you try to be oilim derech hakira, you're going to be yiridus. You see the same yisod. You see the achonah for tefillah. Tefillah is a pshitas. Tefillah is a pshitas, and the pshitas gets you from lamata and lamala. And that's the gisha. Going to the base lovan, the gisha, the approach going to base lovan is a gisha of dafke pshitas, of seeing everything in chai shah as pshitas. So tefillah is chai shah of its enin of pshitas, it's enin of tefillah lani. Tefillah lani ki yatov. So Mela, once you got the pshitas of tefillah, everything else is nichlal in tefillah as well. Everything else is nichlal in tefillah. It says that the Baal HaTorim also says that Sulam is gematria Sinai. Sulam is gematria Sinai. Sinai is Torah. How does that fit in? The Torah is, that's why Torah and tefillah have to come together. With all the Havon and the Hasog of Torah, Yaakov came to a conclusion. But after all the goyness in Torah, Medam the Pshitas. After he was Nitman, Yudalet Shonah V'Shem Ve'Eber, is Yaakovino was taught that you mustn't lose your Pshitas and your connection to HaKadosh Baruch. And then, once the Tefillah makes the Sulam, which is Mutzavat Zereshim Geshem Habit, once you've got the Pshitas, everything goes up through that Pshitas. Everything goes up through that pshitas, and therefore other farms say that the malach elikim. Everybody asks that the malach elikim oilim v'yoidim should be the other way around. Malachim first come down from Shemayim. Why does it say oilim v'yoidim? Some say that means from all the mitzvahs that Yaakov Avinu made. All the mitzvahs were Yaakov Avinu. Every mitzvah is boyer malach, and that malach is oilim. Is you do the mitzvahs, the malach bet bashafim gets created down here. So oilim v'yoidim. So first therefore is oilim. So all these shittas of pshat is all the Torah and all the mitzvahs. The aliyah of all the Torah mitzvahs is all going up, is all the tefillah. Tefillah is the sulam. Tefillah is the sulam. Sulam means that if you've got Torah and you've got mitzvahs, what takes it up to Shemayim? Tefillah takes everything up to Shemayim. Without tefillah, you can do mitzvahs the whole day, you can learn Torah the whole day, but the mitzvah stays down here, there's nothing that takes it up, to Shemayim. The whole inyan of tefillah is that it's a sulam taking everything up to Shemayim. It's a famous maaseh of the Baal Shem Tov. He came to the shul and he says, this is full of tefillahs. He doesn't want to daven there. He said, "What's that? It's full of tefillahs." Then when full of tefillahs is a mile, he says, "Not a mile, because the whole thing is a tefillah is aliyah. It should be going to the mile. If all the tefillah is still down here, this nishkan tefillah. So according to what I'm saying, it's narrative, because the whole musaf. What is tefillah? Tefillah is a sulam. So if tefillah is a sulam, takes everything up. How can tefillah be down here? The whole musaf of tefillah is a sulam, taking it up to Shemayim. So how can the tefillah be down here? It's Ibn Istanbul. So tefillah, the son of tefillah is the son of the aliyah of everything, all the mitzvahs and all the Torah that a person does. Everything is oilal yidei tefillah. That's the musak of Yaakovina, and that's the pshitas. So Yaakovina, that's the pshat. Nitman, the 12-14 years you have to put aside now, and going into the bais of Cheshbonis Rav, and going into the bais of Lovan Aramoy, and you have to learn tefillah. That's the tefillah of tefillah's Arabis. Arabis is, it's dark. There's nothing around. It's pshitas. It's only the person. It's only the mensch. The mensch with Rabbi Nishalem. Only the mensch with Rabbi Nishalem. That is bems the soida tefillah. That's why you find the mashallah. The dinim of tefillah is you don't find by Talmud Torah. You don't find by other mitzvah. You must clear your mind from everything else. You can learn Torah. You've got other things in your mind. You might not be able to steig so much. You might not be able to concentrate. It might not be the same echos of learning. But there's no musig of before you start learning, take everything else out of your mind. Before you're about to do a mitzvah, take everything. About that, it helps to be mechaven only the mitzvah. Oh, but tefillah, it's shulchan aruch. Before you start davening, before you start shemoneh esrei, you got to take everything out of your mind. Why? Because the vort is, that's the vort. The vort is that the tefillah is just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no cheshbonis b'chlal. There's no cheshbonis. It's the pshitas between the yid and the rabban shalem. That's the yisoid tefillah. That's what Yaakov is being taught over here. So the pshitas, the son, and that is the pesach for all the Torah and for all the mitzvahs is as mekan daven. If somebody can daven, it means that his Torah and tefillah is worth something. Somebody who learns a lot, davens, does a lot of ches, whatever, but he doesn't daven, properly. So it's failed in the whole, it's failed in the whole, in the whole chafetz, because there's no aliyah, there's no aliyah for his Torah and his tefillah. That's the sort of the sulam of tzvatzer where shemagia shemayim. What we're saying is that's the yisod of also you can explain why it's oylem ayyaridim boim, because Torah is always melmal alamata. Torah is melmal alamata. Vayyarid Hashem anasina. Torah comes melmal alamata. So oylem ayyaridim boim means that. First, it's all coming from the Chayisho. It's coming from the Aliyah, of Chayisho, and that's the avoda that he took from. That's the avoda that he took from Esav. He was given the avoda from Esav in order that he should make out of the Esav whatever Esav was supposed to do, i.e., Esav was supposed to be miyachid the Indian of Chayisho. And now that Esav didn't do that, Yaakov took the brachas away, and the tefillah was the tefillah of Yaakov, the tefillah's aravis was the zeh lo mazeh of the difference between what Esav does with olam hazeh and what Yaakov does with olam hazeh. What Yaakov does with olam hazeh is everything. So you don't clearly you don't see the difference so much between Yaakov and Yaakov between the chayi shah and the chayi aino. That's the yisod. With tefillah, you don't see so much the difference between the chayi shah and the chayi aino. Everything becomes a musik. Everything comes musaf of chayyim. So that's the kol Yaakov Yidayim De'Esav. Till now Yaakov was only armed with one kol. It says the kol Yaakov, the double kol. One is the kol of Torah, one is the kol of Tefillah. So till now Yaakov only had the kol of Torah. So if he had the kol Torah, he wasn't strong enough now against Esav. Because the coil Yaakov is against Yidayim Yidayisov. So the coil Torah he had already. Now he had the coil at Tefillah. Now they had the coil at Tefillah. In this Gilui, now Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Yinach Imoch, Shmatich Ochosh Teilech, Shusif El Adom HaZois. Now that you've got the coil at Tefillah as well, so coil, you've got the coil Yaakov. The coil Yaakov saves you against the Yidayim Yidayisov. There's a special significance in coil. Because coil comes from the neck. The voice, the coil comes from the tzavor, comes from the neck. Esav, we know, we discussed, is his head and his body were two entities. Yaakovina's whole musig was that the goof was kodesh like the ruchnis. The goof was kodesh like the ruchnis. But Yaakovina, you couldn't tell the difference between the goof and the neshama. If you can't tell the difference between the goof and the neshama, that's because he was makasha with the coil. The coil Yaakov was the coil that's mechaber the roish, which is the neshama, shel ha'moichi, with the rest of the guf. Esav, his chayisha was completely. There was no tikkun bichlal. There was no kesher bichlal. But Esav didn't have coil. Yaakov has coil, and that coil, that's mechaber the two inyonim together. Coil Yaakov makes the coil mishlema. Later in this week's parasha Vayishlach. If that was the matzav of Parshas Vayetze, then in Parshas Vayetze, the Chayisho was nis'ala to become Chayoinu. The Chayisho became Tefillah. The Chayisho became Tefillah, so the Arza and the Reish Magi Hashemayim became Hanuach. So with that we can understand the struggle in this week's Parshas, Parshas Vayishlach, with the famous Svasemis. Svasemis already says the word. Why did Yaakov Avinu daf? Why did the Malach daf kafay with the goof of Yaakov Avinu? Goof of Yaakov Avinu. Because the neshama of Yaakov was a hecher with the malach, but the goof of a malach is stronger than the goof of a yid. The neshama of the yid is hecher. So the malach can't come to fight with the ruchnis of Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu would win. He came to fight with the chayisho of Yaakov Avinu. He came to fight with the chelik aguf of Yaakov Avinu. By him fighting with the chelik aguf of Yaakov Avinu. So he thought that would be able to. Oh, but after we've just learned that Yaakov Avinu took the chay guf and made it into chay olam, and if you don't see the chilek, if it's a matzav of kulin neshama, so then that's called guf of the raya that the malach of Esav can go nishtin. Other rabba, the whole wrestle in this week's parasha is dafka showing that in the shame Yaakov is the other chesed ba'akev Esav. So that shows that he has oichezes. That means he has epes and achizes. He has an achiza. In other words, there is still chayisho. Yaakov, you know, has an achiza with it. Oh, but by this point, the chayisho already became chayoyinu. Chayisho became chayoyinu. It's passing to the Shem Yaakov. For that, he gets the Shem Yisrael. The Shem Yisrael was the Yosho Kel. That's already mamish that same mechinat of the mitzvah atzah became a rosh magiyah shemaim. That was the darga of Yaakovinu. Chayisho became chayoyinu. After Yaakovina finished with Esav, it says Yaakov Nosos in this week's parasha, Yaakov Nosos Ukoisa. There's no other chag where the Chai Olam becomes Chai Shah or the Chai Shah becomes Chai Olam other than Sukkot. There's no other Yom Tov where it's a mitzvah to do mamish everything you do in your own house. You do the same exactly the thing, the Achila, the Shtiya, the Shena, all Chai Shah you do, or you do in a Chai Olam Dikamatzav. You do it in a Chai Olam Dikamatzav. So Yaakov Nosos Ukoisa. That's when Sukkot is connected to Yaakov Avinu, because here was Nisbara that the Chai Shah was Nisala to become Chai Olam. Once the Chai Shah is Nisala to become Chai Olam, I mean, the mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkot can be Achila, can be Shtiya, can be anything, because it's all a matzav. It says also that Vayikin, this mitzvah Vayikin is Chol, the Tchum Shabbos, because that's the whole matzav of Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos is taking the Chai Shah and becomes Nisala into the Mechinas Chai Olam. That's the misuk of Yaakovina. And that Yaakovina gets through the Koch HaTfilah. That Yaakovina gets through the Koch HaTfilah. Tfilah is Ma'ala the Chayishah into the Dvarim Ha'olim Nemru Mashalayla. That's what the Tfilah is. There's no other way of being Ma'ala the Chayishah other than the Koch HaTfilah. Because the Koch HaTfilah is Ma'ala everything. You can do what you want. Or if it stays down here, it becomes Chayishah. To be Ma'ala something, to be make it from Chayishah to Chayolam, that is with the Koch HaTfilah. So that's the aliyah of the oilam yoyde boy. From down here, had an aliyah to go up. Yaakov was the first of the obvious aggression that could do such a thing. So it says in last week's parasha as well, "Boyer zaracha kafar ha'oretz v'ratza yom ha'kedus." Discussed already. Why does it say kafar ha'oretz? Why does it say kafar ha'oretz? Offers docha chasam. The answer is that was gufa the offer to kafar ha'oretz, the offer which is the guf is offer min adoma, is a the Yaakov Kodesh Baruch Hu mevorach Yaakov Avinu v'hoyer zaracha kafar ha'oretz. That offer, the Yaakov Avinu was mishtane, the guf was mishtane in the neshama. That's the bracha that Yaakov Avinu got. Another remez lezeh in this week's parasha, it says that vayovik ish imoy. The Baruch Turim says vayovik is gematria kisei kovet. Melamed that the Ovok, Shehelu Ovok, was a struggle, and that Ovok, they were Ma'ale Ada Kisakot. The Ovok, they were Ma'ale Ada Kisakot. What's the Ma'ale of dusting the Kisakot? The Terence of the Kisakot, that's the Mokam where the Neshomas come from. The Ofa was down here. So the vort is that the Ofa reached the same dag as the Neshoma. And the Shomazom Mikis Akovet. And that was good for the Hechocha that the Malach can't be Shailat and Yaakov Avinu. Once they offer the Avak, once the Tachtoinim reach all the way to the Kis Akovet, is that's already a Hechocha that's reached the same Mokam as the Neshama. It's sort of Yaakov Avinu Lemes, all these Inyanim.